Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Starting with verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as do the hypocrites, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thy alms which may be in secret, and thy Father will see it in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Thy Father will see us in secret, so reward thee openly. Now down to verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust, moth, nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay, pray with me. The Lord, please bless this message and to those that God has made speak your word tonight, and we sing and pray, amen. Talk to you a little bit tonight about eternal rewards. We are saved, will receive rewards, will be judged by God to receive rewards. We are going to be judged by Him not for a penalty of sin, we've already been forgiven of our sin. This reward is for our labor towards Christ. We are saved by faith, but we are saved to work for God and for His kingdom. So we as Christians, we earn these rewards as we work to fulfill God's will for our life. As it says, but as is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things of God hath prepared for them that love Him. When you serve Christ faithfully, He blesses you in this life and rewards you in the next. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then shall He reward every man according to his work. 1 Corinthians 3:8. Of He that planteth and He that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as the work shall be. Here that the rewards are based on what we do for Christ. It's clearly shown here that the rewards are, we're going to be judged on what we do, and we'll be given rewards in heaven based on that. Turn with me to Luke 6:35. In this verse, Christ tells us how to get great eternal rewards. He says, but love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for His kind, for His kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. And some of the rewards listed in the Bible that we get people earn talents for specific things, or we could earn authority over cities or regions. Now we have another verse, Matthew 6:42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones, a cup of cold water, only in the name of the disciple. Verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. This verse is suggesting that you can lose a reward. We earn eternal rewards, but we can lose them if we are not careful and do not take heed. Turn with me to 2 John 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. This is important, I want to quote it again. Look to yourselves that we lose not the things which we have wrought, that we receive a full reward. This verse is suggesting that some people aren't going to receive the full reward that they've earned. They want to receive partial rewards and they'll lose part of the rewards. Now how do we lose our rewards? It was the number one by not giving up sin. If choosing to rid ourselves of sin in our life, whether it be a little pet sin that we just hold on to, or just or something simply do us good and suddenly commit a sin out of nowhere, either or all of them cause us to lose the words. You're serving faithfully in one area of your life and yet sinning secretly in another area. You're earning the rewards just to lose them for your continued sin. Willful and continued sin will cause both the loss of blessings on earth and rewards in heaven. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6. I suggest that you read the entire chapter. I'm only going to read a few verses. Starting in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. It's clearly saying that once we're saved, we're supposed to be walking in newness of life and not walking in that. Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you have sealed on the day of redemption. We grieve him every time that you sin. King David has been described as a man after God's own heart. He wasn't perfect, but he didn't commit any major sins during the first part of his life, and God blessed him and all that he did. But one night when he saw on the roof, he looked too long after a Bathsheba bathing, and he didn't turn his head away. The lust turned into adultery and into murder. God punished him and moved him from his blessing. And from then on, his whole life was troubled. His son rebelled against him. Nations that he had conquered began to revolt against him. And all because of this one sin. It shows that one willful sin can ruin years of faithfully serving the Lord. And if his earthly blessings can be taken away so quickly, how about our eternal glory? They can be gone just as quick. It shows that we must take heed for deceitfulness of sin. Because when we think we are standing tall and strong in the Lord, it's when we're at the greatest risk of falling. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. When you get to heaven, will the Lord tell you, here are your rewards. Those rewards over there are the rewards that you earned, but you lost because you refused to give up this sin, even though you knew that I despised it. You also lose your rewards by not doing the will of God for your life. And not fulfilling his will, you deprive yourself of rewards that he wanted to give you. God caused you to be a pastor, but you choose instead to be a stockbroker. You're living outside of his will. God chooses you to be a missionary. You decide to be a doctor. You're living outside of his will. Even though you're not committing any besetting sin, you're still rejecting what God has for you. Both in this life and the life to come. And you lose the blessings and peace of God when you step outside of his will. But some might make the excuse, well, I will make more money this way. I can contribute more money to the Lord's work. But true wealth comes from the Father. And your money, you look at it, it's just a number. There's a piece of paper with a number on it. That's not the real wealth. True wealth comes from God. And seek the riches of God, not your own riches. You may need to seek the will of God in everything, not just a career or what he wants to do in life, but every day and every moment. What should I be doing? So I can talk to this person. So I can tell him about you. What should I tell my friends today? It says in Ephesians 5, verse 17, therefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now if you don't know the Lord's will, how can you fulfill it? If you don't know the Lord's will, his will for you is to seek and discover his will. If you don't know his will, there's no excuse for not knowing his will. You get to heaven and say, you lost your rewards because you didn't fulfill my will. You say, I didn't know your will. Well, that's not an excuse, because you're supposed to be actively seeking it. To know what his will is. Everyone turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18. And I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, or speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, and his blood will require at thine hand. When you get to heaven, will the Lord tell you, you have plenty to me, here's the reward. But I called you to be a messenger, and you refused. Instead, you're a six-figure job. If you have fulfilled your calling, 2,000 will have been saved. And these rewards over here will be yours also. But now most of those who I sent to whom I would have sent you will spend eternity in hell if you refuse to go. The blood is on your hands. You can lose rewards by continuing to sin, or by not doing God's will. Thirdly, by not doing anything to the Lord. If you don't do anything, you're not going to earn your rewards. Thirdly, the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 11. For of the foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath felt thereupon, he shall receive reward. Any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, that so as by fire. You can lose your rewards by doing little or nothing, not earning them in the first place. You want the free ride to heaven, but you don't want to do your share of the Lord's work here on earth. Or maybe you do work, but you don't give God your best. You give him wood, hay, and stubble. You work for the Lord, but you're lazy on the job. You can fool an earthly employer, but you can't fool God. This fire test will show you work for what it really is. Perhaps you answer your calling, but your heart's not in it. You labor, but you produce low quality products, the wood, hay, and stubble, which won't pass the fire test. Perhaps you're doing the Lord's role, but you're doing it only because you have to. Maybe you're sitting here now, but you're listening to doing something else. But the Lord said to you, the words are not provided the power by fire. These rewards which you could have had shall not be yours. So even if you are working for the kingdom of God, if you not submit fully and answer your calling, you will lose rewards. Therefore take heed, look to yourself, that you receive a full reward. For a hundred foundation can no man lay than that which lay with Jesus Christ. Let every man take heed how he built thereupon. But if you don't have this foundation, you don't have any rewards. You cannot earn any rewards about Christ as a Savior. If you try to earn rewards, you're not saved. You're wasting your time. You'll work all you want, but you never earn heaven. If you die without accepting Christ, the Lord will tell you, this is heaven, this is what you could have had. But since you've rejected my Son, I have no choice but to cast you in the lake of fire, suffer for eternity. The Lord's will for you, if you're in that case, is to get saved. Those who are saved, look to yourself, that we lose not those things which we have lost, but that we receive a full reward. Mm-hmm.